Just one more story, then we'll play a song here. Dreadful stories. UK paramedics lament state of NHS ahead of major strike. The NHS is set for its biggest.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1913 UTC here on a non-radio powered by SDF. Oh, wait a second. We got a sound for that, don't we?
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio. It's July the 11th, 2024. It's 1914 UTC. It's 31 degrees presently here in Queens, New York. That's right. I'm not in Austin. I am... on St. John's University, using their lovely Wi-Fi, connecting to comm, or trying to. If you want to talk on the show or hang out, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. Once you're there, launch Commode Chat. Just type COM, press enter, press G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. And then you will be hanging out with all the cool people in the chat room. I'm trying to see who's in there. My connection's acting a little bit. oops, I keep sending R to COM instead of the R command. Not sure what's up. Might be latency in my connection or something else. I'm not sure. Anyway, I gotta get confirmation from COM that I'm online before I start the news. We're still connected. We're still broadcasting. Mic's on. I can hear it. Calm is acting up, though. Q. Let's try again. I connected to tty.sdf.org, so I'm going to try and connect somewhere else. Because, yeah, this is all fudged up. Let's go to SDF. Let's go to MetaRay. I'm going to try and connect to the MetaRay instead of going through TTY. Alright, connected to the MetaRay right away. Let's type COM. COM. K-O-M. Connecting to the SDF cluster. Alright, now we type COM. All right, boom. Now we're reading our COMRC file. Nope, same thing. Are we getting DDoSed or something? Why is this site off? Oh, sorry. Yeah, something's up. It keeps disconnecting me. Oh, look. There we go. Yeah, maybe just the term re is probably having trouble. Let me try connecting to, like, how about, Otaku? Sorry, folks. Technical. This wouldn't be news to me without technical problems, I guess. Part of the headache of doing stuff from your phone. Nope, still not getting anywhere. The frustrating part of dealing with SDF, right? You gotta figure it out on your own. Nobody's gonna help you. Okay. Escape. Nope. I don't know how to abort. Just force quit term, yes. Restart. And then we'll duplicate meta array. No. I'm going to edit it. Instead of ma.sdf.org, let's try Sorry, I'm fighting. I'm fighting things. Alright, I went to Otaku. Otaku's not even loading. Like, I logged in. Let's see, Control C. Let's type CON. You know what I'm going to do? Let's first type HTOP. Let's see what's going on. HTOP says no CPU utilization, only 8 gigs of RAM utilization. So let's get into Commode Chat. Same problem. Maybe, I don't know what the deal is. Oh, there we go. I see JLamoth and X1. All right. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and give it a shot. We've spent 5 minutes, trying to make it happen. So we're at Hope. I'm at the Morlac. What do they call it? Terraces. Sitting out, I found a little bit of shade, so that's where I'm at. Shout out to Ingrix and Stug and X1. A lot of people not seeing lag. Some people are. I'm going to be updating my Gopher blog, or Gopher vlog, whatever you want to call it. I've got a Hope 2024 section. So I wrote what I did yesterday there. I'll write what I do today there. Or at least try and remember what I did today there. And work out from that way. So, I tried using TTY user of XNet, and that was even worse. but anyway, hey, such is life. We're getting through it, and now it's 1920 UTC. So, let's just do the news that we can while we can. It's not a huge end of the world. Let's just go over here to settings, bookmarks, desktop bookmarks, bookmarks menu, news to me. July 11th, that's today. It's 7-Eleven day. Go get your free Slurpee at 7-Eleven. Let's get the death and destruction out of the way. There's lots of death. 9 whooping cough cases. That's right. It's like we're in the 1800s again because people won't vaccinate their children. 9 babies have died from whooping cough since November 2023, with cases continuing to rise, the UK health agency says. England shows 2,591 confirmed cases in May, with a total of 7,599 since January. Experts worry this is a bumper year for the bacterial infection, which can be particularly harmful for young babies. Bumper is a harm. It's not very nice to say that, because a bumper crop, you filled up the cars so much that they're bumping into each other. So you know what? We filled up the cartons full of dead babies so much, they're just bumping into each other. We can't even keep the cars apart. Anyway, just making me think of giant things full of babies. Anyway, they are urging pregnant women and children to ensure they're up to date with vaccines. The last peak was in 2016, when there were 5,945 cases. Whooping cough is also known as the 100-day cough, and its also medical name is pertussis. So yeah, get your vaccines, man. Get your vaccines. The UK HSA says the number of people getting whooping cough fell during the pandemic, leaving a peak year overdue and resulting in less immunity in the population. Vaccine rates are at 58.9% in March 2024, compared with 72.6% in March 2017. So that's those are some numbers for you. Let's see what's happening in here. Oh, you guys, the fucking prosecution is happening today. WTF. What are you talking about, UserFX? I don't know. Please let us know. All right. So there's whooping cough deaths. 9 deaths. 9. Canadian serial killer found guilty in emotional murder trial. That's right. A man who killed 4 Indigenous women in the Canadian province of Manitoba has been found guilty of first-degree murder. Lawyers for Jeremy Skibicki, 37, had tried to argue he was not criminally responsible. Oh, there's a Donald Trump thing. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Also, just to be aware, the Vintage Computer Festival Midwest is coming up on September 7th and 8th at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois. If you're in the Midwest or in the Midwest area or can get there, you may want to check that out. The B-Board Conference Board has more info. Claudio M. just saw some news that Project 2025 project was hacked. Oh, interesting. All right, and we got Maxime in the house and other stuff going on. All right. He killed nine babies, four indigenous women. New York police recruit. Oh, that's just one. Prime number. New York City police recruit dies at training facility amid high temperatures. Authorities are investigating whether the 33-year-old may have suffered a heat stroke or a heart attack. A New York City police recruit died on Wednesday after suffering an apparent medical episode at a training facility in the Bronx, just days before he was set to graduate. The 33-year-old, identified as probationary police officer Edgar Ordonez, lost consciousness at 11:30 a.m. while at Rodman's Neck, an operations base used by police for weapons and tactical training. The death didn't involve gunfire. Authorities were investigating whether he may have suffered heat stroke or heart attack. According to weather reports, it was 99 degrees Fahrenheit, or 37.2 degrees. At least the heat index was 99 degrees Fahrenheit. So we'll see what's going on there. It seems calm is being taken over by U.S. political news. Good luck. A teenager has been found guilty of the shaking death of his partner's baby. Carl Aylesbrook caused 4-month-old Elijah Shimwell brain damage, fractures, and whiplash. A teenager who at 16 shook a 4-month-old baby to death has been found guilty of murder. Carl Aylesbrook, now 19, was unanimously convicted of murdering Elijah Shimwell, his partner's son, in January 2022, when he was left alone with the infant. He was found guilty of 2 counts of causing grievous bodily harm relating to attacks that caused bleeding on the brain, whiplash, and multiple bone fractures. The trial took place at Derby Crown Court and heard that Elijah was shaken on 3 separate occasions and died at Queens Medical Center in Nottingham on January 5th. So, not quite the best outcome. Meanwhile, Japan wants to make it easier to shoot bears. What? That's right. Not the kind of bears that make your Friday night exciting. Nay, bears that make any day alarming. Facing an alarming rise in bear attacks, Japan wants to make it easier to shoot the animals in residential areas, but hunters say it's too risky. Yeah, the bears are coming into town. Feel free to shoot them anywhere in town you see them. In the year to April, there were a record 219 bear attacks in the country, 6 of them fatal. Deadly attacks have continued to occur in recent months as bears increasingly venture into populated areas. Some are now even thought to see humans as prey. Beware of the bears. Bum, 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 ba-do-do-do. I understand, UserFXNet. I try and avoid politics as much as I can because Anon Radio and, what is it? Because Anon Radio is kind of, and SDF is kind of a mixed bag of politics. There's a lot of people from both sides, and it makes stuff crazy sometimes. And I get a little riled up, so I just don't bother, because I can't be unbiased when I talk about politics. Swimmers were swept out to sea. What? Where were you swimming? Well, a swimmer swept out to sea rescued 80 kilometers off Japan after 36-hour ordeal. A woman who was swept out to sea after she went swimming off a beach in Japan was rescued 80 kilometers off the coast after 36 hours, officials said. The local Coast Guard launched a search and rescue operation after the alarm was raised for the Chinese national in her 20s in the central Shizuoka region on the evening of July 8th. It was around 7:55 p.m. on July 8th when we received the information after the woman's friend reported to a nearby convenience store that she was missing. The woman, not named, told rescuers that she was swept out to sea and could not return to the beach as she was swimming with a rubber ring. She was finally spotted floating off the southern tip of Chiba's Boso Peninsula at 7:48 a.m. on July 10th by a cargo ship. 2 crew members of a smaller nearby tanker contacted by radio jumped into the sea to rescue her. They are 80 kilometers in a straight line between the beach and rescue spot, but it's assumed she drifted for an even greater distance. So that is wild. Can you imagine? You went swimming, you were in your little inner tube, you were kind of hanging out, and all of a sudden, you look up and you are 80 miles from the ocean.
pretty wild stuff. Let's see. Bump the bear population up to the cow population. It would be cataclysm. Good point, Ingrix. One thing SDF is not is my usual echo chamber. Good point, Jay Lamoth. Good point. SDF works best when politics, it's kind of hard, right? Because the political is personal. I'll go into a whole rant. Maybe that would be a good second show. I could do a political news show and we could just talk politics on that. What do you guys think? Should we do a weekly political show? Let me know. Oh man, it's 1929, so that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a show that airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. I'm talking as fast as I possibly can, but thank you for being here. Sorry we had so much trouble, but you know what that means? Tomorrow will be even easier because it'll be Friday, July the 12th, 2024, but today is July 11th, so take it easy. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it, and let's get going. Dubious Goals time. Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Goals. Dubious Goals. Let's see how Tobe's open mic set went, or we'll find out next time. But anyway, bye. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday.